My name is Claire Miller Colombo, and I am director of the Center for Writing and Creative Expression and lecturer in theology and the arts at Seminary of the Southwest. I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. They will put some of you to death, but not a hair of your head will perish. Stand firm, and you will win life. Jesus, these are cryptic words indeed. We like to think the world works logically. If our language is wise and irrefutable, why would our adversaries harm us? And if we are put to death, won't our hair die too? And if we are dead, how can we also win life? In her most recent book, Almost Everything, Anne Lamott admits, "I am stockpiling antibiotics for the apocalypse, even as I await the blossoming of paperwhites on the windowsill." That's a great paraphrase, I think, of how Jesus recommends we view the world as we anticipate the end times, or rather, as we dwell in them, because all times are the end times. There's a thing of terror over there and a thing of beauty over here. Bodies suffer while bulbs bloom. The light shines in the darkness. A science website for kids explains that light is both particle and wave, but neither one exactly. In truth, it concludes, light is simply what it is, a form of energy that doesn't neatly match our mental scheme of how things should be, as is the light of Christ. How can you live into Christ's new logic today? Let us pray. Come, O Christ, O light paradoxical, come and help us hold the dark. Amen.